Come together to enter into this last section of ordinary time. This liturgical time of the year really looks at what it is to be a disciple. Am I the disciple I want to be? Am I becoming the disciple I want to be? It also is a time of year when we look at the end things. We'll start more and more as we continue these last few weeks of ordinary time. And it's important for us to see these end things because we have to know where we're going. We have to know our destiny in order for us to know, am I on the right path? Do I have to make an adjustment in my journey? Have I gotten off the beaten path? Any of these things can happen to all of us. We know that to be a disciple is something that we will never complete fully in this life. It is something that we continue to work at little by little, returning again and again, striving to be faithful. But when we don't live up to it, we come to receive Him in the sacraments. Our readings today look at generosity and what is fair. One of the most, I think, common complaints of a little kid is, it's not fair. Right? Hard to argue. A lot of things, as far as a human perspective, things aren't fair. Why did this person or that person have this tragic accident? Why is there cancer? Why did we have all of these hurricanes where they hit? Why do we continue to have bad storms, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, all of these things? We see them sometimes as a punishment, but that is not how God sees them. We have to look at them and see where or what is that is good in these things. Because God allows all things for the good of those who love Him. Isaiah speaks of this in our first reading. When we turn to God and seek His mercy, God is generous in forgiving. We see how God is so far removed from us. His ways are not my ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As we heard last week, forgiveness is a matter of the will. It's a matter of a decision that we're going to make to forgive. And that is God's outlook. He simply wants to give. He simply wants to forgive. We need the humility to recognize when I've turned against Him, when I have sinned, so that I can return to Him again and again for forgiveness, so that I may become a disciple of forgiveness into the lives of others that God places in my midst. We also see an example of God's generosity in our gospel. We have to see in this gospel parable, this landowner, we see in the person of God. He owns a vineyard, and it's his family's business. He doesn't need others. He's got his family. Within the Holy Trinity is everything God would ever need. A complete fullness of love, a complete fullness of relationship, everything that He needs. He doesn't need us. He wants us. He loves us. He desires us. The situation that the gospel describes is familiar in many places of the world. Even today, I've seen it in Israel, Peru, Mexico, different places in Europe, where the daily workers don't have, it's something that's totally foreign to us. Because for us, even the hourly workers have a job. They'll be there tomorrow morning, and they'll be there Tuesday morning. But for the people in our gospel story, they didn't have that guarantee. They didn't have that expectation. So they gather together in the marketplace, and those who need workers, they show up, and then they'll hire. I'll hire you, and I'll take you, and I'll take you. And they take them. Go to my vineyard. Go to my factory. Whatever it might be. This is a daily exchange. And they work for a daily wage rather than an hourly wage. So the landowner goes to the marketplace. And he agrees with those who are there for the daily wage. And he sends them to his vineyard. And then he does something unusual. He goes again at 9 o'clock. He goes again at noon. For the Israelite people, they divided their day. A work day was from about 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening. And so it was split up according to the number of days. And he would go out at noon and at 3 o'clock, and he does the same thing. He finds men at all of these times standing around looking for work. And he says, go to my vineyard. And then he goes out at 5 o'clock when there's only an hour left in the day. He finds others standing around. Why are you here? Where have you been? Well, no one has hired us. You too, go to my vineyard and I will pay you what is just. So then at the end of the day, he calls his foreman. Take the last and pay them a full day's wage. And then take the first. The landowner is treating those that he had hired at the end of the day with mercy. He's treating those that he'd hired at the beginning of the day with justice. The landowner knew that those that had been standing around at 5 o'clock still had families to feed, still had homes to keep, and he treated them with mercy. When the ones that had come earlier and they thought that they were getting a bonus, when it came their turn to be paid and they received the same pay, they begin to grumble. That is something that is so natural for us as humans. We see that and we understand it, and we would probably be right there with them, grumbling. It's not fair. The problem is when we take that idea of a child that it is not fair, and we start to apply it as adults that it is not fair, then things get all twisted away. We all can do that in one way or another. The landowner could have started with those who were hired first, and then they would have taken their pay and gone, and they never would have known what he did. But he wanted to show us something about God. And so he takes those that are hired last and shows them that my ways are not your ways. No one has been cheated. No injustice has been done. The ones who had agreed for the usual wage got paid the usual wage. The others that were hired at the end were treated with mercy. We also see the landowner's generosity in his going to the vineyard in the first place. So he said, God doesn't need us. The landowner went. He could have kept it within the family, but he chooses not to. He goes to the marketplace again and again and again, and he continues to invite. He continues to draw those that are looking, seeking to his vineyard. He was generous in this, sending more and more into his vineyard. God continues to call us. These men didn't have a claim on a job. We don't have a claim on God's mercy. The landowner asks a question: am I not free to do with my own money as I wish? God has money. His generosity, his love, his grace, his gifts, his talents, even his life himself. That's how God pays us. That is God's currency. And he simply wants to give. He wants to give us more than we could ever imagine receiving. So the limitation is not in God's generosity. The limitation is in our hearts. We get locked away in our own ingratitude. We get locked away in our own selfishness. We get locked away in our own way of doing, in our own way of being. And that ingratitude is really at the heart of this parable. The ingratitude for the good things that I've got. The ingratitude to be able to see the good things that another has and to be thankful that God has blessed them in that way. The ingratitude of these workers for what they've received in justice. The ingratitude that the ones who were hired last received a full day's pay. So when we think as things don't turn out as they should, it's natural for us to think humanly, it's not fair. St. Ignatius of Loyola tells us that ingratitude is the cause, the beginning, and the origin of all sin. It is even the origin of original sin. God had given Adam and Eve everything. He had given them life. He had given them the garden. They didn't have to work for what they earned. They didn't have to, but they wanted more. And instead of opening their hearts and receiving everything that God wanted to give them, as beloved sons and daughters of a loving father, they decided they needed more. And they grasped, and they hoarded, and they desired. And then when Satan comes along and says, if you eat from the tree of the good of knowledge, you will become gods. And they wanted to be a god. And that is the temptation that we fall into as well. We want, in our own way, to become gods. We don't care about being that beloved son or daughter. And ingratitude cut Adam and Eve off from God, and ingratitude can cut us off from our neighbors and from God. So we have to look at what God has given us, beginning with our life, my talents, my gifts? Do I recognize the source? Am I grateful for what I have received? Am I grateful for what my neighbor has received? For God has the same end in mind for every one of his children, to be with him forever in heaven. And he offers us the same wage, his mercy, his love, his forgiveness, his life. How do we receive these wages? One of the most common ways is through the sacraments. You know, if I'm sitting in the confessional and a hardened sinner comes in, been away from confession, been away from Mass 25, 35 years, whatever it might be, has committed every sin under the book. You know, Father, it's been the Ten Commandments. Boom, 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 boom. What does he hear with a contrite heart